This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is going on? There we go. There we go. See, that's what happened during the break, man.
Oh, I'm dead serious.
What's going on over there?
Hold on. I am not pushing any buttons. Your mic.
The mic was red. Nobody could hear me during the break. The mic was yellow. People could hear me. What's going on?
Wait, so now they can't hear us?
They right this second they can. When I first came back, I'm talking and my mouth is moving and there was no noise coming through my headphones. Is it on the radio? The mic was on.
I looked over. The mic was on for you. I didn't do anything.
People said they could hear us during the break. My mic was listed as off. Cody's was missing as off. Things are reversed. I have no idea what's going on.
Up is down, black is white.
Apparently, something is happening, and I don't know what it is. We don't know what it is.
People said they could hear us in the background during the break. The mic's set off.
Y'all got a mic on somewhere.
They were off.
The mics were off on my side. Right. They were off on your side.
I would do yourself a favor and go ahead and email engineering.
Mm-hmm. We are going to do that.
Mm-hmm. Because that, you know, would normally be.
If you're wondering what we were talking about, the Royals announced they're doing a Champions Gala for the 85 and 2015.
Yeah, like a big, cool seated dinner, open bar thing.
And I don't know how much you could hear. I was telling Cody, I was like, "Oh, you wanna buy a $4,000 table? Let's get 10 tickets.
$400 a piece. We'll be all set."
That's what we were talking about.
And we were talking about Drew and I were talking about, and you and I were our Aussie friend dropped off some ramen from a place that Mike Pinnell mentioned
at camp
when we were at training camp, which I very much enjoy ramen and I'm looking forward to eating that. Ramen's not a great food to eat during the show, admittedly.
No, but it was very nice of him to drop that off.
And Casey Kraft Ramen, was the name of it?
I think so. Drew has the label. We put it back in the fridge right away. But yes, someone said the same thing happened to Dusty this morning. So there's something fishy. I don't think they screwed up either.
They're out to get us.
The microphones,
the media,
are off.
Let's talk about this.
We've teased this long enough. Okay, we talked about it earlier, but we promised we would share more details. So, all right. There was something that made us go down a rabbit hole on Monday. And normally, this is stuff I wouldn't even bring to air because it's more like media behind the scenes. Like, no reason you guys
should
care.
Small enough lies that we're not bringing
it
to you.
Yeah, like
you know?
Somebody's like misconstruing who they are as an online show or podcast or whatever. Try to get a credential to something. Whatever. It happens. You guys don't care, so we don't talk about it. However, it went to a different level on Monday. When this individual, we've been calling him Steve Bob, we're going to eventually have to give out his name, I think, because people want the name. But Steve Bob, he's not local, so it's nobody.
You know what I was going to say? His name is, we won't get first and last name. His real name is Troy.
Troy is the first name.
Troy is the fraud.
That is true. Troy is the first name. So
if that's even his real name.
Oh, it is. So I'm Facebook friends with him. He added me like 2 years ago, I think, probably just because of what we do for a living, media. And he hosts like an online show. He's got a co-host. He was at the Super Bowl in New Orleans as well. Mm-hmm. I don't know if
he's at the game.
He was at the game as well. He's been at the college football playoff games. He's Big Slick here in town. All kinds of stuff.
Crazy.
Okay. All right.
Crazy.
So, I was already skeptical about this individual because some of the stuff in the post were just misleading at best. Like stuff that we would normally not care about, as I mentioned, like claiming when you're at the Super Bowl, they have you at table one because you're the most viewed outlet, which is not true. All kinds of stuff.
He's an IMDb page.
And like a polo sent with your company logo. He claims it was sent by Nike when it was just he paid for it. Just little stuff that we would never talk about. Okay, we're across the line real quick. Monday. Unfortunately, we all saw the terrible plane crash in Toronto, right? The Delta Airlines flight that flipped upside down and caught fire. Really scary
really
stuff.
Really terrifying thing for probably anybody who was aboard that flight.
This guy, Troy, and mainly it's on Facebook more than Twitter, if you're looking. Someone said we're looking on Twitter. Facebook. So he posts a photo, the same photo that was all over the place from the Associated Press, right? And it said, Troy is traveling to Minneapolis from Toronto. First red flag. The flight was from Minnesota to Toronto. So that's the first red flag.
So he's already going the opposite direction.
That's right. Then it said, I'm all right. Crosswinds were strong and sounds like everyone is okay with just minor injuries. And the photo, coupled with all the other stuff, I'm like, this seems sketchy. Because 4 days earlier, this individual had posted that they were flying someplace warm to Turks and Caicos from Minnesota. So 4 days ago, I'm supposed to believe that they were in Turks. And then flew to Minnesota to Toronto and then Toronto back. Okay, whatever. So then I responded and said, I'm so glad you're okay. Because a lot of people were saying, oh my gosh, so glad you're okay.
What are the odds? This guy that you're friends with on Facebook happened to be on this plane.
So glad you're okay. Everybody's stealing your photo, man. And I knew it wasn't his photo. And I knew it was a lie right away. He deletes the post. Post is deleted.
Okay, so immediately, I'm to assume you lied about this.
Yes.
You do not delete a post about being in a plane crash unless you weren't on a plane
crash. So he deletes the post. And then his co-host posts on a separate account. Just got off the phone with my co-host, Troy. He was on the Delta Airlines plane that crashed in Toronto. He's shaken up, but okay, thank God.
So there's no
more details to follow. So everybody's responding to that post. Oh my gosh, that's so scary, right? Like, thank goodness you're okay. Somebody else responds that I guess used to work with this guy and said, I'm not so sure about that. He's actually in International Falls, Minnesota right now working. That post then gets deleted. So both posts deleted.
So this guy makes up a bunch of other small lies, decided to try to pass off a big one. He decided after all of his other lying that what he would attempt to do is lie about being a plane
crash.
How sick
do you have to be, right?
Get some therapy, Troy.
Yeah. Got to be sick to fake being on a plane that crashed. Not to mention it's very easily verified. And did you lie to your co-host? Your co-host is claiming he talked to you on the phone and you sounded shook up. So either he's in on it or you lied to your co-host.
They lied to his co-host.
So then this brings you and I down a rabbit hole. We start searching, Googling a little bit more. Very quickly, we find out this guy, Troy, has a page on a site called like Millions, which you can connect with athletes to book them for, you know, for celebrity appearances or whatever. Okay. This guy has a page with his photo.
Connecting the sports world.
Can I just say his full name or not?
Just say Troy.
But
We'll draw one line on this show.
Okay.
Look, if somebody wants to do a little research, they're not having a hard time finding Troy, who also has an IMDb page.
Yeah. So Troy, this is the profile. Troy is a former NFL defensive end who played for the Kansas City Chiefs and Cleveland Browns.
He didn't.
During his 6-year career.
He didn't have that.
Troy recorded 112 tackles, 11.5 sacks, and 3 forced fumbles. He was known for his speed and strength on the field, earning him the nickname.
You can say that.
The Gear. In 2001, Troy had his best season as a pro, recording 6 sacks, 30 tackles, and 2 forced fumbles for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Just not true.
He helped the team reach the playoffs that year. Off the field, he has been active in the NFL Alumni Association, is also a motivational speaker. He's a true example of a dedicated athlete both on and off the field. His passion for the sport and hard work made him one of the best NFL defensive ends of his time. Troy Geary is, what did I say it accidentally? He is a true NFL legend and an inspiration. Troy Geary is an inspiration to many aspiring football players. So
he has an IMDb page that says Troy started a sports podcast and has become nationally recognized as it is top for 5% globally.
Mm-hmm.
How does this person, you know what the real question I have for the frauds like this, the guy who's making up a plane crash and everything else.
Yeah.
How do they technically afford to go to all this stuff? Are they fooling investors or something?
He has sponsors.
Who is he fooling in this like web of lies?
Cody, but this is what it is because he has this page, and I bet you he sends this to a lot of the sponsors. Like, hey, I'm this, and you know, you fudge the numbers a little bit. And no, his coverage was sponsored New Orleans. Again, that part none of you should care about, like the media portion of it. The plane crash part is where it sent us into like this whole deep dive. And
now he's making it being a defensive end in the 2000s.
Yeah, and like there's other stuff. When he was in New Orleans, he was taking a video of like at a cashier at a casino counting him out like $5,000. Now I think the whole thing's fake. I'm convinced that he got $5,000 in chips, and I guess he had the money to do that. $5,000 in chips, played a hand of blackjack, went back to the cashier, and then
had him
count out the cash, and he took video of it. Just because this guy clearly needs sympathy, wants attention. He's a phony. He's a complete. It's like the History Channel show American Greed without the Ponzi scheme. It's the same. It's the same thing.
Like Goldeneye ended up down this rabbit hole.
Someone said they found this picture. He's got a Royals head on. Yes, he has ties to the area somehow. Yes, that's true.
Like I can't understand like how this fraud has lived. Like how he has continued. This thing, like he has an IMDb page for the.
Whatever
Sabres,
anybody
right?
can make that. That's like,
yeah, sure yeah, you could do it, but yeah, you gotta like yeah. pay for it. It's like this
monthly. Yeah.
It's all this like layered fraudulent behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Like how have you been fooling people for this I long? Think, and like you and I are the only two people, and maybe the text line now.
Someone says, "Well, the Everett can't see Chief." No, that's the whole point.
No, of course not. He has no football focus page. Yeah. He's standing in photos next to professional athletes who are known heights of 6'2 or 6'1. He looks like he's like 5'9 in these photos and 185 pounds.
Yeah, he never played.
Like, it's all a giant lie. It's all just this like weird web of hoax. You and I are just doing like I want to start a podcast, which will be top 5% globally, similar to his. Probably in which the only thing we do is talk about this one. It's like our version of Serial, because I was as locked in as you. I'm like searching them up on the internet. I'm trying to figure out all the different places that the lies extend to, because like you and I both know that if you're willing to lie about being on a plane crash,
you deleted
there's
both
nothing
posts.
You're not willing to right. lie about
you and I were texting way too much time on Monday about this. You're like, why do you care? Because I'm fascinated by like this kind of stuff. That's why I like the American Greed show about Ponzi schemes. This basically, without him breaking the law, that's basically what this is. Like that's what's so crazy about this. But yeah, people are like, he's got photos with Paul Rudd and Bobby Wood Jr. Yeah, he's good at living the lie. He'll be back in town for the Big Slick event. Somehow he volunteers and works for that.
Someone over on YouTube said he has a Threads account where that plane post is still up. He forgot to get onto Threads to delete it.
Really? Interesting.
I mean, come on.
Someone says his co-host fake. No, his co-host is a real person who was with him in New Orleans. His co-host, actually, I don't want to spill the beans too much on him. He actually, his story is pretty
remarkable. He has no involvement in this. Yeah. He shouldn't. You
know. I think he's being duped.
Yeah, I don't want to lump him in. He didn't.
How does no one else call him out on it? I tried.
Well, we're just now uncovering this. This is now.
I mean, I responded to the initial. I responded to the initial post, and I was, you know, a little passive aggressive. I said, oh, glad you're safe. That photo looks really familiar. People are stealing your photo, and then he deleted it. As in, he stole the photo, obviously. I knew it was fake from the get-go, and then he deleted it. Someone says, what was his name again? Troy Carey.
What? What was that? Yeah. You can go back on the podcast page. Mm-hmm. Rewind a little bit. You know, Odyssey app has that ability, I'm to understand.
Mm-hmm. Someone says, the gear. Yeah, now you know why. The nickname,
I just got to be honest.
The nickname, the
Here's
gear.
Here's the thing. If there was a Kansas City Chiefs player whose nickname was the gear
in the early
2000s, I would know that.
Mm-hmm.
You would remember that.
Yeah.
I would remember that. We would remember that player.
Right.
Like I'm just like, I would remember that.
Are we convinced, too, there's no way he actually flew to Turks and Caicos either?
He posted
either.
That he was flying to Turks and Caicos before admitting he was on a plane crash. And just, I'll be honest, I've been on social media a really long time. I have never once in my life seen someone post about going on vacation
to a tropical destination
and not then posted a subsequent photo of a drink or a beach or a pool or something. There's not a single photo that exists of this entire Turks trip.
So here's the thing.
Other than to say he went to Turks and Caicos. No chance he went to Turks and Caicos.
I messaged, since we've talked
about
this. I'll
get $50 to the charity of his choice if he can post one photo he actually took from his phone from Turks and Caicos.
I messaged the gentleman that responded to his co-host and said, actually, I think he's an international flight. I messaged the guy. Okay?
Yeah.
And I said, what's going on here? He goes, I messaged Troy. He's trying to get it cleared up. I texted some of his coworkers, and one told me he was in International Falls. Glad he's okay. And I go, yeah, I apologize for bugging you. I don't know how well you know him, but so many things are kind of odd. I didn't give him the whole story. He just said he's a former coworker. I know him casually. He responded and apologized for the confusion.
Confusion? confusion. He was responding to people, confirming he was on the plane.
Yeah, there's no confusion.
His co-host said he was shaken up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no confusion here. You don't accidentally post. You don't accidentally post that you were in a plane crash. But that's like someone says he's going to say he was hacked. You're probably right. That'll probably be his excuse. But the fact that his co-host saying that he called him on the phone, though, and you sounded shook up means. But what's the, like, even all the other BS that's probably a lie about, like, clearly the NFL part of it is a lie. We know
were so locked in.
But like, why lie about being in a plane crash? That is strictly for attention. Like, that's all that is. Like, that means you're sick. Right? Like, you're
yeah.
sick.
Yeah. You need help. You need a therapist.
I mean,
let's talk some baseball for a minute because you and I
honestly could just talk about this for hours and hours.
I could have done 4 hours on it yesterday. Yeah. You and I were so like down a rabbit hole. And obviously the text line is completely locked in. It takes us away from the rest of it. And now people are sending in the same thing we read the highlights, on the millions.
Yeah, that's again, that's the text or what you just, is what we read on the air a second ago. So let's get him on the show to talk about it. I don't think he'll agree to come on the show.
He shouldn't.
I would love for him to come on the show.
He shouldn't.
There's no way. He's just these are like this constantly coming up with new lies and cover ups. And like, this is like,
he's trying to clear things up. What do you mean? Clear up that he lied about being on a plane crash. There's no clear up on that. And now the rest of it is just completely under question. And look, I'll just be honest. There are a lot of
the
people.
Chiefs tie in makes it great too.
Yeah. Yeah. Claiming your Chiefs.
Like out of all teams he claimed to play for too, the Chiefs.
I just, man.
I think he used to live in Kansas City.
Is that really it? Does anybody know this guy?
I did some digging. He has some ties to the Kansas City area.
How can I confirm whether or not he's top 5% globally? Is there a way to?
No.
Yes. Okay. I'll be honest.
Look at his show follower count, Cody.
This is an industry related thing. We do podcasts for the show. They are up on Apple and Spotify. We want things based on those things. If you are a top 5% show globally, as he claims, you would not have 7 reviews on Apple Podcast.
Yeah. No, for sure. That's just not how it works. Yeah.
I know that I shame Dusty once, and I apologize for that. You get 7 reviews of a top 5 podcast.
And this guy somehow.
This guy goes to every major event.
He was at the College Football National Title Game. He was at the Super Bowl. And by the way, to get in the Super Bowl, you have to be FBI background check. So he hasn't done anything like to that extent.
Yeah, he's not he's just a
flat out liar.
I mean, I just.
A little more than just fake it till you make it kind of thing. Lying about being a professional athlete and then crossing the line, lying about being in the Delta plane crash on Monday. Jeez.
Wild.
All right, you wanted to, what else? You wanted to talk about something different?
I mean, I don't know. I'm so locked into this.
You sure you do? You sure?
I thought maybe I'm supposed, you know how this is. It'd be like, the boss would normally be like, hey man, it's been 5 or 7 minutes.
Move on.
Maybe we should talk about something else.
The text line, people are saying.
But I'll be honest, I'm so fascinated by this whole story. I could have done 4 hours on it today.
Someone says, I'm the guy that found out where Chiefsaholic was when he was in jail a couple days. Want me to dig? Oh, you can keep digging. I think we found a lot of it.
He has a YouTube song.
But this
apparently.
Is like.
Or a song on YouTube?
What's that?
Somebody texted in. There is a song, a techno song by Troy Geary.
Who knows? I'm not sure, man. Someone's pulling up the 2001 Chiefs roster. Yeah, that's what we're saying. Like
I already did that.
That was one
there
of
are three. There are three players named Troy that have ever played for the Kansas City Chiefs. I know. I went ahead and looked it up. There is not one that is a defensive end. There is a linebacker or two linebackers, as a matter of fact, and then I believe there was also a tight end.
He claimed he played on the 2001 team. He claimed he played with Eric Hicks then and had 6.5 sacks. He had more sacks than Eric Hicks. Get the hell out of here.
I know who he is.
Right. If you live in Kansas City.
Eric Hicks is not like, if you lived outside of Kansas City, you would know who he is.
Yeah.
They have a top 5 global podcast. They have 306 YouTube subscribers. Come on.
Yeah.
The math doesn't math here.
I'm curious. How do you guys know the three Troys?
Oh man, great question.
The three in Chiefs history. Yes. These could be in practice squad guys too, right?
I can't think of a
Chiefs
single
player's name. Troy. Ooh.
Oh,
wow. All right, can you give me a clue? Are they any post 2000?
Can you just give me a year? Yeah.
Any post 2000?
I don't think so.
Okay, well then
what about post
1991, as in was I alive?
I was trying to think if like any of the Troys I could think of like had a random stint with the Chiefs.
Yes, there's one that
Yeah.
I got nothing.
Real quick, just so this other guy, some of you on the text line are referencing his co-host. The co-host did nothing wrong.
We got nothing against the co-host.
The co-host that has done stuff for Wounded Warriors and stuff, that is a completely different individual. That's not Troy. That guy's name is Dave. Leave him alone, please.
Yeah, he didn't do it.
Leave him alone. Yeah, don't. That's legit. That's legit. It's the Troy guy that's phony.
Troy Drayton, tight end?
No. Doesn't do anything.
Troy Stedman? Linebacker.
Sounds would he play up. In the 70s?
Troy Stedman, that guy had a stash for sure.
Yeah.
Troy Stedman in 1988.
Okay.
Had a stash. And then big stash. Magnum PI stash.
And Troy Dumas.
Oh, Dumas or whatever?
Or Dumas.
I don't know. I think it's Dumas.
He was drafted in 95. Probably played. He might have been. I think he was post.
What year you said?
2001. He was drafted in 95.
Oh, so he probably played with Dane and Hughes. Right?
See if he knows Troy.
He was 6'3" and 240.
Troy Geary or Troy Dumas? Troy,
that guy says he's active in the Alumni Association. Should we ask Sean Barber if he's met him?
Yeah, we can clear that up pretty quick, huh?
He played for the Chiefs, Dumas did, from 95 to 97.
Yeah.
Troy Stedman is a Washburn University Hall of Famer, man.
So says the fact that his name is Troy really adds to it. Yeah.
Also, I can't, you know.
I think Troy Drayton is the... Is Troy Drayton the...
Oh, man.
Oh, no, he's Stan Drayton. He used to be the Temple coach.
Making up a nickname, too.
Hmm. That also is sad
the
behavior.
Gear.
You can't make your own nickname.
It's always
got
to be off your name. Like, they called him Alex Goldie Gold.
Get out of here.
They called him the Golden One.
The Golden Boy.
Oh my gosh. Yeah,
yeah. Back in the day, they called him the Golden Boy.
it's like a wrestler right there. It's the WWE, the Golden Boy. 100%.
Because he caught everything. They called him the Golden Gloves.
I just, yeah. I'm guessing he sends that Chiefs page.
I'm sorry we got so distracted.
Yeah, I'm guessing he sends that Chiefs page to...
endorsers.
To get credentialed.
If I remember correctly as well.
To get guests. His guest lineup was amazing.
I was going to say, I did
Pat McAfee on last year.
I didn't put two and two together.
He gets better guests than we do.
Yeah.
I'm not even gonna lie.
I mean, shoot.
His guests are tremendous.
No, I didn't put two and two together.
And Malik Nabers on his show. Go ahead.
You guys mentioned some of these names, and I didn't realize this is the same individual.
Have we confirmed those interviews happened?
You said Malik Nabers.
I saw a video.
I believe Justin Jefferson you mentioned as well.
Malik Nabers, Jaden Daniels, Miles Garrett. Like
Jaden Daniels and Miles Garrett. Sorry.
Now, again, the reason why... Still insane. Fake it till you make it, but also his co-host is like more of a well-known person that did nothing wrong here. It's him that's phony, not the co-host. So
someone said call Mitch right now.
Someone suggested that we should just send this over to the old, you know, people involved in credentialing and stuff, and just end this whole thing right now.
This out by
I'm like, that's no. They can figure it out on their own.
So wait.
Oh, somebody, Sarah Falky, our salesperson, just pointed out Troy Stedman. He's the owner of the other place.
Oh, nice. There you go.
Hey.
No idea. One of the Troys we should have known.
There you go.
Wow.
Hold on. Who knew?
Okay. So. Conceivably, if the Chiefs get past the Bengals and they make it to the Super Bowl next year, and we get to go,
I want to get this guy on the show.
I was gonna say, are we getting Troy on the show?
Oh, I'm gonna say, we'd love to see the show. Great. Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
If we go back to Radio Row, yeah,
we have to get Troy,
or at least get a video real quick. Be like, hey man, you okay from that? I saw that Delta flight. Are you all right? It's good to see you're doing well, man. And just to see the look on his face.
Someone says his LinkedIn says he's a 2-time Emmy Award winner.
No, hold on. I know the way that we do this as well.
Yeah, right. No chance.
I can make a social video. Troy, it's so nice to meet a former NFL talent like yourself. I mean, you are an amazing player.
Dude, the gear.
You go up to the gear. I got to get your autograph. The gear.
That's it.
Dude just goes up to him and acts like he knows who he is.
The gear.
Yo.
Oh, my gosh.
Joining us on the show is the gear.
It does say two-time Emmy Award winner, producer, and actor.
This on his I am.
This is his LinkedIn.
I think he's been an extra in a movie before. I actually think that's true. I do think he's been an extra.
I would say this. Given everything that he's done to this point, it wouldn't surprise me that he would pay for his own IMDb page. Okay.
I got to ask.
What?
In his LinkedIn, it claims he was at one point a special assistant to the general manager for the Royals from 2012 to 2017. So he also claims he worked for the Barack Obama presidential campaign.
This guy.
What am I looking at?
What the heck?
Hold on.
I can just go deep. I can go deeper.
Well, the Royals thing, we can. I can
easily verify that. That's a single text.
He has a merch page. Somebody just sent a link. He has a merch page. I'm about to look this up right now.
I mean, this is just.
This deception runs deep. We got to take a break.
We got to get a break in. We'll get to what's trending.
He's selling
merchandise. Maybe we'll move on to something else. Maybe we won't.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
It's not Cody and Gold.
What's trending?
What's trending on Cody and Gold?
Other than frauds. Exposure.
Is presented by Baker University, where graduates earn higher salaries and land jobs faster than any other university in Kansas. Apply today at bakeru.edu. Local college basketball. KU loses to BYU, of course, last night. We spent a good chunk of the show today talking about what I think is the most embarrassing KU basketball team in my life. MU, though, tonight, huge game against Alabama in Columbia, 8 o'clock tip-off. You can hear the game over on our sister station, 98.1 KMBZ.
Looking forward to it, honestly. It's a huge matchup. Gives Missouri a chance with a win like this, Gold. They can start talking about, like, being a 2 seed or being a 3 seed or locking into a 3 seed mm-hmm. with a decent performance in the SEC tournament. You don't really want to get stuck on that 4 or 5 seed line. That's where you run into trouble in the NCAA tournament, where getting to the Sweet 16 becomes a challenge because your second round matchup is a huge pain versus, like, if you can get on that 3 seed line, you can get an opponent that's a little more favorable for you. So we'll see what brings the action tonight. Next up on Watch Stream, the NFL international games added another today. Chargers week one, Brazil in Sao Paulo once again. Some people thinking it could be the Chiefs. Three of their opponents this year, who they face on the road, are hosting international games, so we'll see. The Chargers will be in Brazil. The Jets and Browns will each have a game in London. The Jags will have a couple in London. The Colts in Berlin and the Dolphins in Madrid. Steelers in Dublin, all on the international schedule. We're starting to really rack up the international games on the NFL end.
More and more, man. This is going to be the new thing, and it's only going to increase moving forward. And look, the Chiefs might be hosting in Germany next year. Who knows? If not, yeah. One of the next 2 years, they're going to be playing international again. It's just kind of the cycle.
Soon it'll be every year.
Next up on What's Trending, you guys remember in December the news came out, but the robberies happened in October. The suspects that broke into Mahomes and Kelsey's house, also like Joe Burrow's house and an NBA player or two's house, they caught these guys finally. It did happen. Chilean nationals, some crime group basically, they caught them after, of course,
they posted stuff or took photos.
They took some photos and they were able to track it down through their iCloud accounts, I guess, of them wearing a Chiefs sweatshirt and clearly had a bunch of really nice high-end watches that they got from Mahomes or Kelsey. Overall, the entire thing, about $2 million worth of valuables between all the athletes. Again, it wasn't just Kelsey and Mahomes, but good, they got these guys, man. This is crazy. They were looking at their schedules to know they were playing the New Orleans Saints on that Monday night, or in Joe Burrow's case, he was on the road, I think, at a Monday night game or something.
Took of him wearing the number 9 encrusted necklace. People just aren't smart. That's what's trending here on Coding Gold.
Yeah, we're going to get back to our interview with JJ Bacolo in just a second, the general manager. He's out in Arizona, of course, as the spring training is underway. A lot to get into about his extension, about Cole Reagan's extension. But just a couple final thoughts on the crazy story we've told you about. We teased yesterday. If you missed us talking about it, you can check the podcast. You mentioned this Troy guy on his LinkedIn who lied about being in the Delta plane crash.
A lot of stuff.
It says he was a special assistant to the Royals general manager, as you said.
Can I really text JJ and ask this? Can I ask a general manager a question I know is no?
I mean, you don't even need to. The description says player personnel analysis, oversees scouting, minor league operations, and assists with daily business. No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
No chance.
Player personnel. So he would have dealt with, you know, the players as well.
There's no chance.
It might be funnier if you somehow found a way to get a player to be like, hell no, he was not on.
Drew, he's claiming that he was the special assistant to the GM when the Royals went on their World Series run in 14 and 15. I was still covering the team even at that point in time, even though I wasn't in Kansas City. Cody was in Kansas City.
I was in Arizona for 6 weeks with every member of the Royals organization.
There's no chance. There's no chance.
It's crazy. It's such a deep.
Someone says his intro for his podcast has Snoop Dogg intro. Yeah, he does have an intro. Snoop
Dogg
intro.
We're not arguing his guest getting ability.
Yeah, he fake it till you make it. It's just when you start, start.
You start joking, or not joking. You start making up that you were on a plane crash, a well-known plane crash.
Yeah, the Delta flight in Toronto on Monday.
Like, I mean, just nuts. All the things that people are like.
Where else was he?
Was he also playing ping pong in China with Forrest Gump?
Someone says, was he on SEAL Team 6? I mean, there's just all these different things.
I'm surprised he doesn't fall short of just photoshopping himself in some of the situations. I promise we'll continue to do more digging. Maybe we'll break down more of this tomorrow. Send us your stuff on social media.
James Bond, you guys.
Add us in social media. You find more stuff. We'll get back into it tomorrow. I promise.
All right, let's go out to Surprise, Arizona again. That's where we discuss the Royals' start of spring training with the general manager and the executive vice president, J.J. Piccolo. We got into his contract extension, and of course, we had to ask him right out of the gate how things are treating them in sunny and warm Surprise, Arizona.
Yeah, that's what I've been told. A lot of pictures have been sent our way, and you feel a little guilty looking outside the window and watching the sunrise over the mountains here. But it's nice to be here.
I bet. Absolutely. Well, first of all, congrats on the extension for you. You think about when you started, JJ, and now where you guys are at as an organization, and now where maybe even you individually are at just in this role and as the executive vice president and Royals general manager. Did you have a chance, I guess, after signing that extension to step back for just a little bit and just kind of think about where this began?
Yeah, I mean, I always kind of reflect on where we started and how we've gotten to where we are right now. And that's just not over the last couple of years. For me, it's over 19 years. It's been a long time that I've been in Kansas City. It's my home. I love living in Kansas City. I love the community. And, you know, you think about the ups and the downs, and that's what this is all about. You got to, you know, develop some toughness and thick skin and deal with adversity. But, you know, over the last 2 years, I'm just really, really proud that the work that all of our departments have done is starting to pay off, and we're starting to move in the right direction. And last year was a great indication of, you know, how we've evolved as an organization and all the different people that are responsible for any success that we have.
Sometimes, like when I sign a new contract, we're in contracts and radio, JJ, I like buy myself like a bottle of bourbon or something. You do that? You buy yourself like a little treat for getting a new contract?
No, I to be honest with you, in some ways I wish we just, you know, kept private, but I understand the nature of it. And, you know, it's just, again, it's a reflection of work everybody's done. So I'm not going to spoil myself on anything.
You could spoil them, you know, buy yourself, you know, have something catered in, you know?
Yeah. Well, we do things along the way. We'll do things like that.
That wasn't the only extension, though. You guys were busy in the last couple of days. Cole Reagans gets an extension. You guys buy out a couple years there of arbitration for him. How did this thing come together? Because I think a lot of fans look at this and say, wow, this is a great deal for your guys' organization.
Yeah, I read some of the comments, and I think there's a little bit of a misunderstanding of where Cole is in his career. You know, he's not a free agent. So, you know, he's got four more seasons before he becomes a free agent. So, you know, Scott Sharp and I, you know, had discussed this throughout the offseason, obviously spoke to Mr. Sherman about it. And, you know, we decided that the time was right. Cole's here in Surprise. And really, things like this are pretty simple. When you go to a player with a concept and there's nothing urgent about it, you know, the player can make a choice that he'll go year to year and go into arbitration and just take that route. Or if there's interest in not worrying about arbitration and let's secure a few years, there's guaranteed money. There's a little bit of risk on the team side, and then there's a little bit of risk on the player side that he could potentially make more money through arbitration. So this is really a decision that is driven by the player, what his desires are. And, you know, really came together pretty quickly. I'd say within 48 hours from the time we discussed the concept with Cole's representation, until they got back to us, and within 48 hours, Cole's signing a nice little extension. So it's great. Cole's worked hard to get to where he is. We all know about the adversity he's dealt with some injuries. So I like to think that this is going to give him peace of mind to just go compete and worry about baseball. So really happy for him. He's a wonderful person.
I know the regime you were a part of before, obviously under Dayton, was a big believer of stay out of arbitration, where you sit in these meetings and essentially badmouth each other in a lot of ways. I know it didn't exactly work that way, but it can turn into that. JJ, are you kind of a believer of if we can avoid it, it's for the best?
That's the preference, without question. I think every club would tell you that. Nobody wants to go into a hearing. I think that's consistent between the player's side and the team side. It's part of our business, so you do your best to come to an agreement before you go into a hearing. And, you know, over the years, we've been very successful. We've avoided, you know, a majority, large majority of the hearings. And it can be uncomfortable, and you don't want tension between the player and the club. We are on the same team, you know, but players have a window to earn money. They're different than the rest of the population. The rest of the population usually, as they get older, make more money. They're going to make a large portion of their life earnings in a 6 to 10 year period. So it is important that they make good decisions because that's their security for the rest of their lives. So it's a tough process. And yes, to answer your question, we do try to avoid it to the best of our ability.
We saw the story over at MLB.com talking about one of your players, MJ Melendez, says he's switching up his batting style once again. So we're changing a little bit some of the way he approaches about it. Did you guys bring it up with MJ Melendez? Did he kind of go into the offseason thinking he wanted to do that himself? Just how did you guys decide MJ should go through some swing changes?
Yeah, well, it's been an ongoing discussion for several years, and MJ's had enough success to, continue to do what he was doing. And then last year was a really tough year for him on a lot of fronts, and I think he came to the realization that this is the time to make the change, and we were very happy with it. He looks good. I mean, what he's doing right now is exactly what he set out to do in the offseason. Now he's starting to face more pitching because that's always the challenge. You train in the offseason, you don't face live pitching, at all or very little. And now you got to face pitchers that are throwing 95 to 100. You're getting changeups, you're getting breaking balls. And do you have the discipline to stay with that approach and go through the growing pains that he will go through? Because the natural reaction for any player is to revert back to what you are most comfortable with. So he's in a phase right now that he is comfortable being uncomfortable. And that's a good thing, and that's what spring training is for. It'll give him a good window here, a solid 4.5-5 weeks of games to continue to work at this. And obviously our hope is he grows comfortable with it because we believe in what he's doing. And we give him a lot of credit for working so hard this offseason to make that change. And now, time will tell if that's the right thing for him to do as a player and he had success as a hitter.
We're talking to J.J. Piccolo, Royals General Manager, Executive Vice President here on 96.5 The Fan. This might be even more of a question for Q, but in the early portion, I know it's very early in spring training, games haven't even started yet or anything, but it looks like you guys have had, Jonathan India working a little bit in the outfield, and maybe at some point you'll have Michael Massey also work in the outfield. Is the plan here in the early going just to kind of move some of these guys around, get them some reps in the outfield as well as, at second base?
Yeah, it is. Michael is going to work at second base and left field. Jonathan's going to work a lot at third base and left field because he played third base in college, but it's been a number of years since he's been over there. So we know he can go over to second base and play second base. So he'll do some work there. The real challenge with all of this is the planning and the workload and the monitoring how many throws they make. So Q did a great job with Jose Agassiz and Damon Hollins, our infield and outfield coaches, and coming up with a plan of how can we do this where we're getting good work in and we're able to do it in chunks and not have them do too much throwing and bouncing all over the field where they're actually getting fatigued and the workload goes up too high. So the plan is pretty simple. It's Jonathan started out. He's going to go 3 days in the outfield with his work and his drill work, and Michael's in the infield. The next set of 3 days, they're going to flip. Michael will go to the outfield, do his work, and Jonathan will come to the infield. And I think we'll be able to manage it. And then, obviously, you get into the games. And, at some point, we have to make some sort of evaluation of what we think is best for the team. And the best thing about all this is both guys are very open to doing what's best for the team. That's the theme we keep hearing, the words we keep hearing. And when you have guys that think that way, the team's going to benefit.
Is there, other than opening day, is there a time in this next month where you feel like you will have to kind of solidify that? Is there a certain point?
Well, I think when we get to the end of spring training, we have to have a plan going into the regular season, but that doesn't mean that plan won't change throughout the course of the year. We're going to continue to evaluate, just like we do every other player on the field, to do what's right for the team to give us the best chance to win every single night. So whatever we start the year with might change, come June 1st or whatever it may be. So it's just, open discussion, honest feedback from the player, observation, from our evaluators, coaches, and we'll make the best decision. It just may take some time to get to what our team will look like come October. At that point, it may look completely different than what it looked like on opening day.
I know that this seems like an oversimplification based on the year he just had, but it's fair to ask with players of his magnitude, can Bobby Wood Jr. get better? Is this if he's just this forever, obviously nobody's going to complain, JJ, but do you see growth in his game this year?
Yeah, I think Bobby's one of those guys that, you know, I've got to stop saying this. Last year I was saying he's just scratching the surface. Well, he broke through the surface last year. It was just incredible. But I do think Bobby will continue to get better. I mean, his at-bats are going to continue to get better. His defense is going to continue to get better. His base running is going to continue to get better. And when you think about those things, particularly with offense, it's the processes that they go through and the experience that they gain in batter's box. You know, they're going to be in a different mindset. He's already advanced in the way he thinks about hitting. But when he's 30 years old, he's going to be far more advanced than where he is at his age today. So he'll continue to get better. You just don't know, the numbers, I don't know how much better they can get. But I think the processes will change. It'll allow him to remain consistent throughout his career.
There was some quotes from some prize, I think it was yesterday, and Bobby was asked about Jack Caglione, who's obviously with you guys there in surprise. He's very complimentary of him already and just kind of how he's handling himself. What have you seen from Jack already?
Humility. I mean, that's the word that comes to mind right away, and it goes back to a first-year player orientation that we had in Kansas City about 3 weeks ago. I'm looking around the room, and he's the highest profile player in the room. I think he took more notes than anybody else in that room. I mean, every guest speaker we had, every presentation, he had his head down taking notes, and that's a great sign of how much desire he has to be great. And he also has this humility about him that he understands he was the first round pick last year, but he's not being presumptuous in the way he carries himself in the locker room. I've heard him say several times about how he wants to pick Vinny's brain and learn from Vinny. So it's just a sign of a very mature player that knows he's not a major league player just yet, but has a great desire to be a major league player and be a good one.
I know that, like, this sounds like cliche, but, like, some players do have a different desire to be great. How do you kind of sense that early on out of a prospect, and how does that change the way you guys handle them when it seems like their effort, their workload, whatever, they just, like, participate differently?
Yeah, they work smart. They're efficient. They ask questions. They're constantly trying to get better in different ways, whether it's their pregame preparation, their in-game successes. They have ways of non-verbally showing us that this player just soaks it all in and wants to work his tail off to be a Hall of Famer. I mean, every player that gets to the major league, that should be their long-term goal. Obviously, very few get to that point. But when you see guys work and the way they pay attention, the way they ask questions, it's a great indication of what their desire is to be a great player.
This is a player we get asked a lot about, JJ. Get a couple more questions in here with Royals General Manager JJ Piccolo and Executive Vice President Kyle Wright. Where do you guys kind of see his progression from last year? You guys obviously had a long-term plan for him. People are always looking for new rotation arms or possibilities there. Where's he at?
Yeah, we're optimistic that he's going to be able to help us. He did have a minor setback with a small hamstring strain the other day, throwing a side session, which I really hated for him, because he sees the light at the end of the tunnel as bullpens continue to get better. The velocity, the command, the secondary pitches were getting better through his bullpens. So he was really excited about where he was. He had a really good side session about 5 days ago, and then 3 days later, he has a side session, his hamstring grabs on him. So that's going to slow him up a little bit. Fortunately, it's a low-grade strain. But we're going to have to give it a little bit of time. We'll be able to keep his arm moving, but the mound work's going to have to take a backseat. So it's going to take a little bit more time than we thought, but we're still optimistic. We're going to get some innings out of him this year, and he'll get his career back on track.
While we're talking about some pitchers and maybe some injuries and things they're dealing with, what about Alec Marsh? I think it was about a week ago maybe at this point where we learned that he was dealing with some shoulder tightness. How's he progressing already?
Now he's progressing well. He's exactly where we hoped he would be when he was first diagnosed with that soreness. But one of the things we've got to be careful, as much as we want Alec ready for opening day, it's a long season. And if we try to force a guy back into action too quickly, now he's either going to get re-injured or he's just going to be constantly dealing with something that we could put to rest early. So we're going to be cautious with him. Well, our hope is he's up to three innings by the end of spring training. It looks like that's where he'll be. Of course, if that's the case, at that point, we got to make a decision. Is he in the bullpen? Can we start him if he's only going three innings, or does he need more time being in the minor leagues just to continue that buildup? But, you know, we'd much rather have something like that happen, you know, in January like it did than in April, May, or, you know, any month during the season. So he's in a good spot. He's making good progress. And, you know, we expect him to be out on the mound here in spring training games not too long from now and to get to three innings by the end.
J.J. Piccolo, Executive Vice President, Royals General Manager, joining us here on 96.5 The Fan. Good to catch up with you. Enjoy the start of spring training, and we'll talk in a couple weeks.
All right, guys, I appreciate it.
There you go. So that was J.J. Piccolo with us earlier today from Surprise. And
I wish I had remembered. I would ask him if he knew Troy. I'd ask him if he knew Troy.
Hey, that guy that was the special assistant for you guys for 5 years or so. Who? Who? No, I've never heard of that guy in my life. Unreal. Unreal. Keep just tag us at Alex Gold at Cody B.
Tap on things you find
on
out.
Twitter or X if you find some more stuff. Or, you know, I don't know if some of you are reaching out to him or not. Be careful with that. But do you. Don't lie. Don't be a fraud.
Just be
like
real.
Like Troy.
Yeah, you, Troy. You in particular.
Troy.
Be less fraudulent.
We're back at it tomorrow. Pending school, you're back tomorrow.
Yeah, I have to be on dad duty. For some reason, they canceled my kid's school again. It didn't snow anymore, so yeah. I'm hoping they'll have school
cold
tomorrow.
Weather. Otherwise, it'll be Logan, and Drew, and myself tomorrow on the show. We'll talk to you guys then.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.